Hello and welcome to the Village Celebration. We are so glad you're with us. Today we are profiling one of the most prolific writers in Central Arkansas. Maria Hoskins is joining us. Maria, hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for having me on your show today.
Let's talk about the books you have written because they shed such a wonderful light on family and Arkansas. And they feature a family farm for the most part. Tell us what motivated you to write that story.
I tell you what, and Vicki is one of ours. I spent time growing up in my grandmother's farm my dad was in the military. So we spent a lot of time, and my mom, her jobs were, we traveled a lot in my earlier years. But we always came home to Mayflower. That's where my mom was raised and born and raised there. And we always made it back to grandma's house. So there were so many fun memories of being in Arkansas and being at grandma's house that when I was challenged to write a book, and that first book was Christmas Night on the Farm, when I was challenged to write that, all I could think about is to write about my experiences at Christmas at grandma's.
And how was it received? Because Christmas is such a special time for so many of us, and we have those memories often from childhood. Did you strike a chord with a lot of readers?
Oh, you know, my favorite holiday is Christmas. I think a lot of people's favorite holiday is Christmas because it did. And whether it was the child or the parent, everybody seemed to enjoy that story because it's not just my story, it's their story too. So I'm going to give you a little, kind of wrap it up, a little history, try to make it really brief, is that I didn't intend to still publish the book. It was intended to, after the challenge to write the story, because I went to Pyramid Art Books and Custom Framing to buy the book. I wanted a book to read at church that was not Santa Claus. And she said, just write the book, because we couldn't find one. I was like, okay, there's a challenge. I'll write the book. So I wrote the story one night, just setting up after.
And you're talking about Garbo Hearns, who.
Yes.
Right, who is such a favorite with so many.
A friend of mine, Patrick Oliver, who's a literary consultant, said, Patrick, I want you to look at this story. And when he saw it, he said, oh, you got to do it right. You got to make the book. So that's kind of how all of this started.
A challenge.
But people love the story. I think, yeah, they all do. They all recognize, and it makes them think about of their own Christmas stories, being at their grandma's, uncle's, cousins, whoever home, enjoying the holiday.
Well, that's the beauty of a well-written story. It touches a chord and evokes wonderful memories for so many. And then you went back to the farm.
Yes.
And
grandma's Thanksgiving dinner.
Okay.
Now, who doesn't like grandma's food, right?
Oh, my gosh, it's the best. So grandma's Thanksgiving dinner and then the family reunion, right?
Yes. Definitely. Okay. Down home in Arkansas, the family reunion story. Getting into those memories that people have, and which we do right now, you know, in Arkansas, generally family reunions is a big thing. Family get-togethers, you know, we're a family oriented state. So people get it. And we all kind of do the same thing.
That's
right?
True. That's true.
We get together, laugh, have good time with a family. And most important, we eat a lot of good food.
We
right?
do. And we have so many good memories and a lot of t-shirts. You know, t-shirts from the family reunions.
Right.
Yes. I think I have a closet full of those, and I'm glad to have them. So this time, you're celebrating Easter. Tell us about the new book.
Yes. So it's called, title is My Easter Story. And again, reflecting back, it's My Easter Story will be the memories of many individual's Easter story. So it goes back to those days of being a young girl and experiencing what Easter was. I'm bringing it at grandma's house again. But it could, you know, but it's anywhere, anytime, whether it was at grandma's house, my own house.
Sure.
The same story, you know, of what we did. What happened on those, that Saturday morning to that Sunday at Easter service that took place? You know, we get up early. What happens, you know, you get up and you clean up and you get ready, and then mom goes to the mom and dad or mom, auntie, whoever, goes to the grocery store, and they get the groceries and come home and get to do what? Color Easter eggs, you know, and then the process of getting the new Easter clothes and all of those things that happen. But at the end of the day, after we do all the shopping and getting the pretty dresses and hair bows and shoes, then we have to think, what is the real meaning of Easter? So at the end of the story, we go back to the real meaning of Easter, dealing with the resurrection in a way that the child really knows, you know, they really know at the end of the day. We got the new dress and shoes, but was that what Easter really was about? No, it's about that Jesus Christ died on the cross for us, that we have a chance for eternal life. So that's the Easter story.
So you have two themes in your writing, the celebration of family, but also when it's tied to a religious holiday like Christmas and Easter, also the real meaning and the real purpose for the celebration.
Yes, exactly. And you know, I didn't, and I told a friend the other day, as I was writing these books, when I first started, I said, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it the very best I can. And I'm going to write about those four holidays that were most special to me. But what I didn't see, that God was in, he was, I already knew he was in the work on this, because it wasn't my idea. I had never planned it. But when I look at it at the end of the day, the Christmas night on the farm talks about the birth of Jesus Christ. At the end of the story, we get down to the Easter story. Then we talk about the resurrection. I just have to look back at that and say, wow, you know, God, you had a plan. I didn't see it. You knew what you wanted to come out of it. I didn't have it in the vision at all, but when I looked at all the books lined up one day, and pyramid art books and custom framing, and thought about what each one reflected, family time, love, but also the birth and the crucifixion, I was like, okay, the story's done. This is what it was supposed to be, and now it's done. So now it's up to me just to continue to get it out there, and hopefully that children, Sunday schools, churches, families will enjoy these books for many, many years to come.
And so you really did meet the challenge and exceed it, which was write the story, because you didn't find one that talked about Christmas and was for young readers, the youngest readers. How do you feel about having filled such an important gap in reading for young African Americans?
I feel happy that they love the story. That's the happiness that comes from me, is when I look at a child go to a school and we read the story, or they pick up the book, or at a book event, and they look through it and they smile and they say, oh, I like this story. And I'm in the process too, encouraging them to read and write their own stories. Each book is interactive. So each book encourages them to write their own stories. I always talk to them, if they're artists or they would like to be artists, then practice on creating your own illustrations, add in photos, to engage them in the reading and writing process. I always tell them, my slogan is, if I can do it, you can do it too.
Well, that's very encouraging.
Started later in life, but you all are young folks with many, many stories right now. Write those wonderful stories down, because you'll enjoy looking back on them years later and say, oh, you know, yeah, these were my fun memories as a child. And why not publish too? I said, you know, if I can do it, then they can do it too.
Well, that's really inspiring. Your books are beautifully illustrated. Who's your illustrator?
the illustrator, each one is different Arkansas illustrator. So I have Rex Deloney did the Easter, my Easter story.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have this, let's go back. The Christmas Night on the Farm was a ULR graduate. Her name was Lauren Grimes. And then we went from that to Grandma's Thanksgiving Dinner. Her name was Paige Mason. She graduated also from ULR, but she's from California, but spent four years here. So she has a strong Arkansas base. And then we went to down home in Arkansas, Wade Hampton,
mm-hmm.
who is from Morrilton, Arkansas, who currently resides in Las Vegas, who is a artist, a professional artist,
mm-hmm.
such as Rex Deloney, who is the art instructor at Central High School.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you look at all the books, you can see each person's personality and in each form a medium of art for
mm-hmm.
each book. So it's very nice artwork. The books are art.
They are.
They're based on actual art. They're not graphic art. It's art that the books on the pages are created from. So the person that gets the book, not only do they get a wonderful story that they can enjoy, they actually have a piece of art in their hand.
So tell us where we can find My Easter Story and the rest of the books. Amazon?
Well, yes. So actually, the perfect time. So they are at Pyramid Art Books and Custom Framing. Your Mosaic Templars Cultural Center has the books. You can also get it online directly from the publisher, myself, on the website, www.seasonstodream.com. Seasons2dream.com.
Okay. All right, then. So tomorrow, and then online and at Mosaic Templars.
Yes, ma'am. So I hope you guys come on out, join us, get our Easter egg cookie, have some punch, and hear the background on both books.
Let me ask you this. Any more books on the way?
Not for probably another year. I think I need to focus on sharing the books that have been created as much as possible. And then I figure out we would have about four more years to retirement. Then I have a special project in mind. Not only am I going to write more stories, but I will also start publishing children's work.
Fantastic.
So that's the goal, is to work with those students who have great minds and love to write and get some of their works published.
We look forward to the next book and then the big project. Maria Hoskins, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Listen, you have a great day, and thanks again.
Happy
Easter.
Thank you. Same to you. You're listening to the Village Celebration. I'm Vicki Newton.